We are in Sivo Shalom on Bein HaMitzarim. We are continuing on. If you're joining us just for this year, it's totally fine. You can jump right in. If you're following along, we're continuing on in the piece that we started last time. We're in the first piece on Bein HaMitzarim, which is in the back of Sefer Bamidbar. We're on page Kuf Tzadi Bet. Kuf Tzadi Bet. Ot Bet. Continuing on this theme, we'll see where he takes it. I honestly don't know yet. We'll see where he takes it in terms of the idea that that this longing that we talked about last time, that the longing is what brings about the beginning of Binyan. Says the Nesivo Shalom, Kutsari Bet, Ot Bet. V'alpia Amor, Yesh Lahavina Inyan De'ita Bechazal. Based on what we said, we can understand that which Chazal say in Maseches Yoma. B'sha'a Shenichnisu Ha'oivim Leheichal. It's a wild thing what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that, let's take a step back, that we know that in the center of reality is the Kodesh. In the center of the Kodesh is the Kodesh HaKadashim. And in the Kodesh HaKadashim, in the center of the Kodesh HaKadashim, stands the Kruvim. One of the Kruvim representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of them representing Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael would do Ratzon Hashem, when Klal Yisrael do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the two Kruvim gaze lovingly at each other. And Chazal tell us that miraculously, when Klal Yisrael go against Ratzon Hashem, when they go against God's will, they miraculously face away from each other. During the Shalosh Regalim, they would open up the curtains so nobody was allowed to enter, but so that we could at least see, we could see these two beautiful Kruvim, the loving relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, second line here again, B'sha'ash nichnisu ha'oivim la'hecha, when the non-Jews came and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and when they came into the Hecha, we would have imagined the Kruvim, they wouldn't have been gazing at each other. They wouldn't have been gazing away from each other. You would think they would bamish be on opposite sides of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They'd be as far away as possible after what we did, that the sins that we caused destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That when they ripped down the Parochas, that they would have been totally on opposite sides of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And yet the Gemara tells us, B'sha'ash enichnesu ha'oivim la'hecha, when the non-Jews came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and they came into the Kodesh HaKadashim, Ra'u shayu akruvim me'urim ze bazeh, they weren't just facing each other. They miraculously had moved and they were entwined together. They were bound together. Physically bound together. Hamora agoldel avat Hashem, which shows us the tremendous avas Hashem that there is. How is it possible? How is it possible that at the moment of Chorban, the Kruvim aren't just looking at each other, but they're enmeshed in one another like a husband and a wife? How could it be? How do we understand this? V'yesh levaer, zot al pi advarim. We can explain this based on what we've been saying. Dine ita birashi. Rashi says in Shira Shirim, ki Shira Shirim, Shira Shirim, which one can already hear the same way as Kodesh HaKodashim, Shira HaShirim. Right? There's this intensity, this enhanced intensity. It's not just the Kodesh HaKodashim, not just Shir, Shira Shirim. The Shira Shirim is the Kodesh HaKodashim of Tanakh. It's the Kodesh HaKodashim. Ki Shira Shirim hu Shir Shekinesis Yisrael Omeret La Kodesh Baruch Hu Be'oda Begaluta Ve'almenuta. Shir HaShirim is the song that Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're still in Gullus, when we're still in exile, when we're still away, when we're distanced from our beloved, when we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the song of longing, is Shir HaShirim. For those who aren't familiar, the Shir HaShirim itself, on a pshat level, is just this story. It's a love story. It's the sad love story of this of these lovers who are separated and longing for each other. And it's a mashal, clearly a mashal, for the longing of Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exile. Ukemo dichtiv, as it says, Yishakeni mishakot piu, shezeu midat ishto kiku tagdola biyuter. That it's, as it says, again, the theme here from the previous piece, but for those who are joining us just for this piece, that he's been talking about, that the idea here, the inin here is of this longing, that what the three brings out is the ability to long for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Avelos of the three is meant to bring out. It's meant to bring out of me that longing for Yerushalayim that she built, a longing for the Beis HaMikdash, a longing for the Shechina, and that longing itself being the foundations of Binyan, that the longing itself being the beginning of the foundations of the Binyan itself. So he says so beautifully. The pasuk says, "Yishakeni min shakot pihu." I want him to kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. What does it mean? Another layer of that. Not yishakeni milashon kiss. Shazo hishtokekut. That's bring out the desire, that longing. That's where it's really coming from. This deep longing that where it's coming out in Shir Hashirim. Shibigola uve almenuta, that when Klal Yisrael, when we're in exile and we're thrown away from our beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'ech nikra chachami HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, azomeret Shir HaShirim, then we say Shir HaShirim, shekulo hishtokekut Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's all about this longing, this deep longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vineita mea Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov says, be'inyan tefillah, when it comes to tefillah, Sheyeshnu olam elyon shelisham ein magat tevot hatfilah. That there's a realm, a high up realm, that there tefillah doesn't even get to. The words of tefillah can't even enter this realm in Shamayim. Kevan sheyesh lahem od shayachut legashmiut shehem nitpasim betevot. Why? We think, how could there be something that tefillah can't access? He says, no, because when you say tefillah, when you say words of tefillah, you're still giving form to the words. That form that you're giving to those words, that's that little bit of physicality, that it's coming out a certain way in the physical world, it's still a little bit gashmi, and it can't reach that realm. Uveolam ahu magia la kareuta deliba sheyesh liyudi betefillah. The only thing that can reach there, the only thing that can access a realm that deep, it's the longing in my heart. It's the depth of the longing of my heart that's beyond words. It's the calling out that's beyond words. It's the desire that's beyond words. You can say whatever you want to say, but there are things that words cannot express. You can write all of Megillat Eicha. You can write all of Shir HaShirim. And yet, there are things that are simply beyond words. And that realm of Shamayim can only be penetrated by the heart. By the part of the heart that can't be given words. That's that realm. That's that part. That's that access point. I was in a shir from Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita. And he was talking about how in a marriage, he says, you know, if people ask, like, why do you love your wife? And he says that anybody who can go and sit there and list, well, here's why I like my wife, and make a 10-point plan for this reason, and this reason, and this reason, and this reason. I'm telling you, these are why I love my wife. He said, that's not a marriage. It's not a marriage, Bichlal. You ask me, why do I love my wife? Because I love her. There's no word. I can't give you reasons. I can't give you expressions. I can't give you words. There's no words for the expression of that love. If I truly... Again, as we've often talked about, that the relationship of a marriage, and this word is a mashal for what a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be on an emotional level, on a deep level inside, to really love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to say, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he gave me this, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he gave me that, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he did this for me. Yeah? What happens when he takes those things away? What happens when life gets challenging and you see so many people go off the derech? The second that the going gets tough, the tough go off the derech. Very often, and it's very sad. Because emunah and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meant to be premised on something. Our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we love Him. And His love for us is because He loves us. When do we start our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let me see what Shalom brings this out. When do we start our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We dafka started on Pesach night. We dafka started at Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he brings out, he says it black on white so beautifully, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka took us out. Then, why did he take us out? Then he sees Mitzrayim. Because we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Because we couldn't have become any more Tumah. And he Davka takes us out then to show us, I don't love you because. Not because you did this, and not because you did that mitzvah, not because you're pure in this way, and not because you're kadosh in that way. I'm taking you out in your lowest point to show you that I love you because I love you. That's it. That's it. And on lehefech, we love a kadosh baruch hu because we love a kadosh baruch hu. That's it. And when we truly access that place, and we see that a kadosh baruch hu has become distant from us, which isn't really true. We see that we've become distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never goes anywhere. We walk away from Him. That we've sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we walked away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we realize how far we've gone. And that brings out that longing. I miss you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I miss you. I need you. I can't believe I sinned. I can't believe I got so far. Lo aleinu, it shouldn't happen to any of us, but it's something that many people can relate to. I can't believe it's gone so many days and I haven't learned. I can't believe it's gone so many days that I haven't davened. I can't believe it's gone so many days I haven't even said a bracha, lo aleinu. For nobody here, people you know, or for whatever level you relate to it, on whatever level of mitzvahs you're keeping. When you get to that place and you... That's the beginnings of everything. That's the beginning of binyan. It's the beginning of binyan. If you know, if you don't care, if you don't sit there and say, I miss it, I miss davening, I miss minyan, I miss tefillah b'yichidus, I miss learning Torah, I miss the Sefer, I miss connecting to you on that level, I miss it. If that's still there, that's it, that's the beginning of coming back. That's the beginning. Again, bringing it back down to a human level, by the level of a husband and a wife, lo aleinu. Husband and a wife get into a fight. They're fighting. The most frightening thing is if they say, I don't care anymore. If they don't care anymore, you're basically done. There's nothing to repair. If they're still angry and they wish it was like it was before, I miss, lo aleinu, a couple that's fighting like this. I miss my spouse. I miss my wife. I need my wife. I need her back. I can't live like this anymore. That longing. That's the foundation of fixing it. There's a lot of tshuva to do, because if it's a man, he's done a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of tshuva for him to do. And there's a lot of repairing in that relationship for him to do. And it's going to be a long road and a long process, but the longing is the foundation of the tikkun. It's the foundation of it. And so that's what we're getting at here. When there's no longer words, if you've ever been in a relationship but you truly love someone, right? Most of you not a spouse yet, but even a parent, a sibling, a best friend, and you really did wrong by them. You mamish really did wrong by them. If you've ever been in that situation where you sat in front of that person you love and you're trying to say the words, I'm sorry, but you're crying too hard because the words, I'm sorry, don't do it justice. That's a longing for reconnection. That's a longing to connect to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's beyond words. That's what we're talking about. That's the cry that we're looking for in Tisha B'Av. That's the cry that we're looking for. That's the cry that's the foundation of Binyan. It's reading Shir HaShirim, and I challenge you all, read Shir HaShirim, understanding. Don't read the Art Scroll translation where they're like, no, it's too esoteric, we're just going to give you the God and the... No. Read a literal translation of Shir HaShirim if you don't understand the Hebrew. It's a love story. It's a love story. Don't get the poetry of Shir HaShirim. Don't lose the poetry of Shlomo HaMelech. Read it as it was meant. Read it as it was intended. And feel it. Feel the longing. Hear the way that it's described. The way that the estranged couple, the way that he describes his lover, and he describes every part of her physical beauty and her emotional beauty and her psychological beauty and how he misses her. Feel the longing in Shir HaShirim. And ask yourself, ask myself, how do I feel that longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shir HaShirim, and how, like the Nesivos Shalom says, can I even feel a longing that's beyond words, like the Baal Shem Tov says, that it's a longing even beyond Shir HaShirim, a longing that you can't even put into words. It's the deepest longing that there is. That's where the Binyan Habayis comes from. That's where the Binyan Habayis is really going to come from. That's Ruchni Lagamre back inside. That's Ruchni Lagamre. That's pure spirituality. I can't even give words to it. I have nothing to say. There's just this. I want. It's all coming from my life. V'al derech zeh, yesh lavin she'inyan ha'avoda be'beis hamikdash ve'akravat ha'korbanot. We have to understand that the whole avod of the beis hamikdash, the whole avod of the korbanos, shayach be'mo tfisa gashmit, even those, they still have a physical element. Korbanos, the beis hamikdash is still a building. A korban is still an animal. It's very deep. It's the deepest of the deep. But it still has a physicality to it. Achelek ha'pnimiyut shel beis hamikdash. The pnimius of the beis hamikdash. The point that's beyond a building. The point that's beyond a korban and an animal. The pnimius of the beis hamikdash. That's still here. That's still here. Shushayakam achar achorban. You can't take that away. Because it's physical. It's not, it's beyond the physical. You can't take that away. Ha'ishtokekut shal kal yisro b'lishim amyan ma'asi. The longing and the desire and that need to connect that goes beyond physicality. Magati lolamot kaelu shim ruchaniut baruchaniut. That's connected to the ruchni shibaruchni. That's connected to the beyond of ruchnius. That's connected to the point of the Beis HaMikdash that's still with us. The bias is gone. The house is gone. The korbanos are no more. But if I long for it, that it's from a pure ruchni level, I'm connected to the part of the Beis HaMikdash that's, yes, still kayam. Because it's also not physical. And it also can't be destroyed. V'zeu b'chinat batei gavai, de'ita shebazeh shelo shalat ha'chorban. That's mamish, the highest of the high, that there's no chorban in that aspect of the Beis HaMikdash. That point that's purely ruchnis, that can be accessed with the ruchnis inside of myself, that comes from that place of longing that's beyond words. Next paragraph. V'hine, la'achar ha'chorban, od gdola yoter ha'ishtokekut. Dafka after the chorban, even greater is the longing. V'hi oseh l'mala roshem gadol ma'od. And on high it creates the biggest impact. Shal yidezeh mit orer et ratzon ha'gadol b'yoter. When we bring out that ishtokekut, we bring out that longing, that brings about an ace ratzon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ace ratzon in Shemayim like nothing else. V'im kein, hayu akruvim. And that's why, top of the next column, the kruvim. Me'urim zeh bazeh be'et ha'chorban. V'lo hayayom moed li'Yisrael k'yom shachar v'es ha'mikdash. It's incredible what he's saying. I'm getting tears in my eyes. Hear what he's saying here. The day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when we actually, for that moment, we finally understood what we lost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a slap of us across the face to show us what we lost. He had to knock down the walls. We had to experience the Korban to understand. Now, we'd already lost the Beis HaMikdash. We'd already lost it. Look, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed when we stopped caring. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed when we stopped caring about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and started sitting. When we stopped caring about our korbanos. When we stopped caring about Ben Adam L'Chaviru. When we stopped caring. The Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. It was an empty house. It was empty. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu just put his finger to it, so to speak, and just knocked down the walls. There was nothing inside. It was an empty vessel. And so he gives us that slap across the face where the korban goes down. And in that moment, we finally understood what we lost. We deluded ourselves that we still had a Beis HaMikdash because the walls were still up, even though the Shekhinah wasn't there because we pushed him out. Because we didn't care. Because we gave mindless, thoughtless korbanos. You were all talking about the musr that I do in Leva Torah, a little bit of musr there. What's korbanos bizman hazeh? Tefillah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, we deserve all, we all deserve, all of us, myself included, we all deserve a slap across the face. Just like we gave empty korbanos back then, the Nevi'im would be yelling from the rooftops like right now at our empty tefillas. At the emptiness of our tefillas. The term lip service comes from davening. Lip service is a negative term. It means don't just give me lip service. Don't just say nice things, mean it. Where's that come from? Lip service. When we walk into shul and we serve with our lips but not with our hearts. This is the time of year to start to stand up a little bit. To, yes, get a little bit more real. And parentheses, in this generation, better to daven and not mean it. And better to daven and not feel it than to not daven at all. But to push ourselves a little bit harder then. In this time of the year. We're not just going to give lip service. To mamish going to do a tefillah. It's the same thing. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu slaps us across the face. And he says, you were giving me lip service. You were giving me korbanos. You were going and you were doing this mitzvah and that mitzvah. But in Bayis Rishon, Shvikus Damim, Gilo Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Bayis Sheni, Bayit Sheni, Sinas China. There's no Beis Hamikdash. But we didn't know it. We were the walking dead at this point. We were the walking dead before the Beis Hamikdash got knocked down. We didn't know it. We were the walking dead. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and he knocks down the Beis Hamikdash. And in that moment, and this is the power of Musar, and the significance and the importance of Musar, it shocks us. It shocked us in that moment to realize we are so far away. And in that moment, the illusion of the Beis HaMikdash and the illusion that we were serving God and the illusion of that closeness shattered before our eyes. And we cried from the depths of our being, recognizing how far we'd fallen and longing for the days of old, not when the walls were up, but longing for the days of old when we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that moment was the day of Tisha B'Av. And that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. So the non-Jews go, and they go and they go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they rip down the parochas, and you would expect them to see the Kruvim as far away from each other as humanly possible. They're bound together. Closer than they've ever been. Why? Because it was real. Judaism is about being real. Yes, we were far away. But the longing that we felt in that moment of Chorban was the most real thing we had felt in ages. And it was the foundation of that which would bring us back. The foundation of Binyan, the foundation of Geula, was the feeling of longing that we finally felt the moment that we realized how far away we were. That's why he brings out such a beautiful pshat. Why when they came in, the Kruvim were mamish enmeshed one in another. That's what it's about. Continuing on, back to the top of the column. Shall yidei shtukhus l'Yisrael ba'et ha'chorban v'chule. V'yesh l'faresh v'zeh. Four lines in. V'yesh l'faresh v'zeh ha'katuv. Based on this, we can explain the pasuk. Ha'chorban nitorer es ratzon. The concept that we hear here. I totally went off there. V'yesh l'faresh v'zeh ha'katuv. V'ani tefilati lecha shemit ratzon. Famous pasuk. I, my tefillah, should be by you in es ratzon Hashem. Es ratzon zehi. How could we not learn to say B'Shalom all day? Eis Ratzon Zehi Rak Lecha Hashem. How does it mean the Pasuk? The Pasuk is, Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon. It doesn't mean, to you Hashem, it should be an Eis Ratzon. To you Hashem, it should be a time of appeasement. No. When I as the Oved Hashem, when I am Lecha, when I am fully committed to you, when I, the Eved Hashem, when I am Lecha Hashem, that is the Eis Ratzon. That's the deepest Yitzhatzon that there is. When I'm committed to you, when I'm longing for you, when I'm all about you, when I'm Lecha Hashem, that's the Yitzhatzon. That's the time to dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to hear. That's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to connect. Lecha Hashem, Yitzhatzon. Beautiful. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eis Ratzon Zo Hi Rak LaHashem. Rak Lecha Hashem. Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Mizeh. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and understands, and it's an intimate moment there that connects the two of us together. Shekein Pe'ula Hi Davar HaNir'eh Le'enayim Sheyish Od Sheyodim Imen. Because, meaning, Lecha Hashem, when I internally, not when I'm doing for you, not when I'm doing actions for you, Lecha Hashem, when I am on an internal level, when I am yours, that's Neitz Ratzon. Because Shekein Pi'ulai Davar Nirele Einayim Sheish Od Sheyodim Imenu. When I take an action, when I go and I mamish and I'm davening and I'm shuckling like a lulav, so everybody sees me doing it. Everybody's watching me doing it. Am I connected to a Kadosh Baruch? Am I davening? Yes, but you can see me do it. When I sit there and I say a bracha bekavana before I eat, you can see me do it. When I go and I light the Chanukiah, you can see me do it. When I light Shabbos candles, you see me do it. When I do a Afresh Eschal, you see me do it. Even if it's Kulo Hashem, there's a Maisa that others are involved. It's not as intimate. It's not fully intimate. Because other people are seeing what I'm doing. It has a physicality to it that can be seen by others. Acha hishtokekut shel Yisrael bizmana galut hi rak lecha Hashem. But the tshuka, the desire, the longing for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Galus, That's a reality of Rak Lecha Hashem. There's no action. There's no Rabbeis HaMikdash. There's no more Korbanos. There's nothing to do. It's all coming from inside. It's all from the lathe. Sha'af Echad Eino Yodea Mizeva Filo Malachim V'Srafim. Nobody knows this. Not even the Malachim. Not even the Srafim. The Malachim don't even know what we're doing. Inside, in the lathe, in our heart. Technical term. In our kishkas. The Malachim don't even know what we're doing. They don't know. That's just between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachim ze eitz ratzon ha'gdola biyotir. That's why it's the greatest eitz ratzon that there is. It's the greatest eitz ratzon that there is. I know this is not on the point exactly, but taking advantage of the moment here. Shatav Muslachat, right? When the time comes and you get married, it's so important to recognize. There's talk about the fact, and it's important to, it's important, I saw that. It's important to recognize. I missed that. It's important to recognize, it's important to internalize that Shatav Muslachat, when you get married, that yes, you're not supposed to show any affection until you get married. Separate discussion. But after you get married, even then, a husband and a wife, really, when they're in public, you shouldn't be acting in a way of affection. Even when you're married, there really shouldn't be any public displays of affection. Many couples, when they're married, they still don't even, they don't touch each other, they don't hug each other, they don't put their arms around each other in public. Why? Because it takes away the intimacy. The more deeply you care about the other, the more real it is, the more private it should be. And to really reflect on that, getting married isn't a heter to be all over each other. Nobody wants to see it, first of all. Second of all, even so, if you really mean it, you don't want anybody to see it. It's private. It belongs just to the two of you. It's a very, very, it's something to really reflect upon, to really think about. And so too, the same way that I think you can hear what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying, that if you really mean that intimacy with your spouse, you wouldn't show it out to the rest of the world. The beauty of what he's saying here is, even with mitzvahs, go and do mitzvahs, do them publicly, do them proudly, go do mitzvahs. But to recognize that there are moments of avodas Hashem that are deeper because they're private. They're deeper because no one else is seeing what you're doing. And there's a tremendous power to that. And if there are certain mitzvot that you've only done publicly, try them privately and see how it feels. He's saying even one step beyond that, there are certain aspects here of Avodas Hashem that don't have physical elements. And those are the deepest level of Avodah Avol. There's no physical element to longing. And so therefore, if I get to a level where I'm living a longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's connecting to him and it doesn't even have a physical element. Not even the Malachim Srofim can see. The Malachim can see when I do a mitzvah behind a closed door. But they can't see the longing that's in my heart. That's the deepest level that there is. That's true connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ironically, deeply, beautifully, v'nahafochu, because everything goes back to Purim, v'nahafochu. That's the tshuka, and that's the closeness that came out at the Chorban. And that's what the Kruvim themselves were showing the world. Beautiful piece. Continuing on, next paragraph. We all remember Purim. If you don't remember, no. Deep down, it's there. Everybody is there. So, V'al ze anu mevakshim, next paragraph. V'al ze anu mevakshim v'tfilat ha-musafim shel yamim tovim v'ta'arev lefanecha atiroteinu ke'ola ke'korban. That's what we say on the Mo'adim in Musaf before Birkat Kohanim. We say the special tefillah before Birkat Kohanim in Musaf for Shmon Esrei in the Yamim Tovim. We say v'ta'arev lefanecha atiroteinu ke'ola ke'korban. Our tefillahs should be sweet before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a korban. They should mamish be sweet before you like a korban. Ka'amor, shekol tefillot ha-musafim shel ha-mo'adim. The tefillah, all of Musaf on the Mo'adim, all of Musaf on the holidays. Kulo mele'im hishtabchu tanefesh migoda lagaguim. Again, like we talked about last time, go, I challenge you all. Now, and if not now, then on the chag, the next chag that comes up. It's not for a while. Do it now. The next chag that comes up, I think it's still in Rosh Hashanah, it should be. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but certainly by Sukkis, Pesach, Shavuos. Go in there and read. Read. It's not going to be in the same way in Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach. Read the Musaf Tefillah. It's all about longing. It's all longing for the Beis Hamikdash to come back. It's all longing for the Korbanos to come back. It's all longing. The whole reality there. The whole reality of Tefillat Musaf. Please, because of our sins we got thrown away, come back to us, bring back Korbanos, bring back a Beis Hamikdash. Please have Rachamim on us, connect to us again, be accessible to us again. The whole Tefillah is a Tefillah of longing. Yiratzon milfanecha, just quoting here, Yiratzon milfanecha, Melech Rachaman, King who is merciful, Shetashuvu terachem aleinu, that you should come back and have rachim on us and come back to us. V'al mikdashcha, and come back to your Beis HaMikdash. Avinu malkeinu, galei kvod malchutcha aleinu mehera. Avinu malkeinu, Father, King, please, come back to us in your glory quickly. V'ofavi nasei aleinu l'reikol chai, and raise us up in the giloy at the end of days. Raise us up beyond all the other nations and show that we love you and you love us and that we're connected, we're coming back together. Melech Rachaman, Rachem Aleinu, merciful King, have mercy on us. Shekol Zeh, Mivateet, Godel Hishtokekut. This is all words that are bringing out the depth of the longing. Shel Klal Yisrael Beis HaMikdash, that Klal Yisrael has to return to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayishtokekut Azo, He ki'olahu ki'korban. That's the words in the tefillah there. This chuka, this desire, this longing, it should be like a korban. This should be our korban. This longing should be the korban. She poelet et ma shepa'alo ha'korbanot musafim. The musafim that mamas, it should have an impact just like the korbanos, just like the korban musaf. It should have, the longing itself should have that impact. Uvayish omega jaga. But not only that, not only should my longing and my tefillah here be like the korban tamid and be like the korban musaf, it has an even greater level than that. Shehekresha korbanot hayu al yedei piula, because the korbanos were with an external action. Ma she'ein kena yishtokakuchi rak la Hashem, but not desire, not that longing that just kulo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next paragraph. Vizesh omrim pikedusha b'shachris to Shabbos, and this is also what we say in the kedusha of Shachris on Shabbos. Mimkomcha malkeinu tofia v'timlo chaleinu ki mechakim anachnu lach. From your place, our King, come out and rule over us, because we're waiting for you. Mimkomcha. What does it mean? Mimkomcha, from your place. Mirameiz al zmana galut. It's hinting to the time of galus. Bishaash she'ein bisamikdash v'bisamikdash v'akadosh baruch hu nimtzak v'yochum makom kodesho. Wow, whew, that's a pshat. He's saying mimkomcha, from your place. Meaning, why say mimkomcha? Because where should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be, quote unquote, so to speak? He would be in the Beis HaMikdash. His Shechina would be most present in the Beis HaMikdash. But this is a tefillah of galus. He's not in the Beis. His Shechina isn't in the Beis HaMikdash anymore because the smichurav, it's been destroyed. So mimkomcha, you've gone back to your higher place. The Shekhinah is not here anymore. Mimkomcha. It's talking that this tefillah is a tefillah of galus. From your place on high that you've gone back to, so to speak, in this time of Chorban. Uvakashatenu. And so what are we asking? Mimkomcha malkeinu tokfia ki mechakim anachnu lach. Please come back because we're mechake for you. We're waiting for you. We're longing for you. Al yedezeshe mechakim anachnu lach. Because we're longing for you. Because we're waiting for you. Come back. Bikoach ha'yishtokekut v'agaguim shel Am Yisrael. Because of the longing of Klal Yisrael. Hareze mamshich shemimkomcha malkeinu tofia v'timloch aleinu. That's what should bring you back. That's what should make you come back to us. Uvehem sheikh omrim. And then we say, as we go on in the Kedusha on Shabbos, Matai timloch b'tzion. When are you going to rule over us from Zion? When are you going to rule over us from Yerushalayim? He says, Tzion. Why did he say the word Tzion, Zion? Begematria Yosef. Because Tzion is the same numerical value as Yosef. And what is Yosef all about? What's the Midah of Yosef all about? And those of you who have learned about the Midah of Yosef with me, some of you may sense how it fits in, but it's a longer discussion. Yosef is the Midah of Tshuka. Yosef is the Midah of longing. It's all about longing. De'ita me'ariya kadosh, as the Arizal says, Shekol hagaluyote machmata pegamim midazo. Because all of Golos, where is really all of Golos coming from? From issues in this area. Shnafla midata tshuka limakomo ta'asurim. Because desire has gone in the negative way. He's relating to here, and it's relevant to all of us. Right? That we know, we experience that the world that we live in is a world of this. That longing in this world, for the majority of this world, it's all longing. Everybody's longing. He's longing for her, she's longing for him, but what's the problem? They're not married yet. There's longing. And that longing leads to Isser. Meaning, that what's a huge part of the Chorban of the times that we live in, of the Chorban of the reality that we're in, is specifically our generation, that feels in an even greater intensity, is that we all feel longing. But we're all longing for things that are the wrong things. We're all longing for physicality. We're all longing for the wrong relationships. And again, I'm not saying that that person is the wrong person. You should marry him or her, and then, yes, be mutter to touch him or her. That's fantastic. Take it to the end goal. Take it to the end game. That's fine. But here in this world, we feel that longing. But we're longing for the wrong things. That's the midah of, you can see how that relates now back to the midah of Yosef at Tzaddik. Yosef, the midah of Yisod. Yosef, when his midah of Yisod came out, was when he said no to Eshet Potiphar. Even though he was isolated, even though he was alone, even though he was a slave, even though there was no chance of having any other relationship, even though in theory, we'll talk about tomorrow, Hanagat Hashem, there was no way of getting back. And he says no, because I don't long for anything but God. I don't long for anything. Think about this Yosef. What was Yosef? Where was Yosef? He was in Mitzrayim. Yosef was in Golos. Because you have a more perfect parallel. Of course, it's Emet. It's Emet, so everything makes sense. Yosef, in Golos, has a longing for physicality with a woman. And how does he go and be the person who then lays the groundwork for Geula? He says, I don't long for anybody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't long for anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Yosef becomes the agent of Geula. Mashiach ben Yosef comes out and paves the way for Yehuda to come down. Paves the way for Kol Yisrael to come down. Paves the way for Geula. For saying no to false longings. For saying no to meaningless longings. And taking these fallen longings that have gone to negative and usher places, as the Nesivos Shalom says. And the Geula comes when we fix this. The Geula comes when we fix this longing and bring it back to its proper place. All I want is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say no to everything that my body is pulling me at, because all I want for is you. All I long for is you. And I know if I say no, I'm putting another brick in the base of Mikdash. I know if I say no, I'm bringing another connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that if I say no, I'm bringing the Shekhinah into this world, and that's bringing me back to base of Mikdash. Giloy Shekhinah, Malchus Shamayim, Geula. That's where it's going to come from. By taking the tshuka, the desire, the longing, and saying no to the meaningless longings and putting it into the only longings in this world that mean anything at all. Beautiful how he presents it. Vizeu perush, and that's what it means. Matai timloch b'tzion. When are you going to rule over Tzion? Hainu shetashuv midat atshuka v'tiyakula rat zirimach. Meaning, that's what we're saying there. Beautifulizing the words. Matai timloch b'tzion. When will there be real malchus in Tzion? When will there be real rulership on the level of Yesod? When will there be real tshuka for the things that matter in life? Matai timloch b'tzion. When will Tzion, when will Yisod, when will Yosef have the right tshuka within us as Klal Yisrael? That we all long for the right thing, because that's when you're going to come down, Mimkomcha. When we long for you, you're going to meet us. V'yalzeh bekarov b'yameinu le'olam v'ed tishkon. V'tikun midazo me'orer et biyat ha-mashiach u'mevi et ha-geula. And this midah, fixing this midah, will bring about the bringing of Mashiach and bring about the geula b'zrach shem b'yara b'yameinu. He's saying here, he's again, last time, the last piece, the Aleph in this piece that we learned was very deep in and of itself, the idea that longing is the foundation of Geula and Binyan. But he's really taking it to the next level, going deeper now. It's so beautiful to be able to learn with you all in Zoom in June, that we have that continuity of learning. That usually, and when we learn together in Nesivos Shalom, wherever you are, wherever we may be, we always have to learn usually just Aleph. But then it's another week and we go on to a new Aleph, and we don't get to do Beth. And you see, even learning Nesivos Shalom all these years together, we haven't even done the bet. We're still on Aleph. We're not even an Aleph Beis in Nisgil Shalom. We're still an Aleph of the Aleph Beis. And we get to learn Bet to see it goes deeper. And what he's bringing out here, and it should be a bracha for all of us, we should go deeper. That was for Frida, who's not with us, but that was for Frida. To make sure we end with a bracha, right? To understand, to take one step deeper. And that it's not just the longing is the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. To recognize that what longing is that it's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is beyond all physicality. That we should be able to be Zocha, to fight against the fallen aspects of Yisod, the fallen aspects of desire and longing in this world. To be able to truly understand what it means that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. That we don't have the Shekhinah in the same way. That we don't have the same connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we should be able to feel the slap across the face of all previous Tisha B'Avs. Previous Tisha B'Avs. So we don't have to have one this year. So we can bring out the longing now during the 3 weeks. That we can bring it out as Klal Yisrael together to reach a connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's beyond words. And through that, like the Kruvim that we're bonded one to another, we should bind ourselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And through binding ourselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through a longing that's beyond words, bring a Binyan Habayis and a return of the Shekhinah to this world, Bezrat Hashem, Mihirah B'Yamim.